This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the debut album by a new act consisting of two familiar voices, Paul Westerberg of The Replacements and their singer-songwriter Juliana Hatfield. They call themselves the I Don't Cares. Ken says their new album, Wild Stab, is both unruly and disciplined.
The songs on Wild Stab reach out and grab you. They're built around the kind of rootsy rock and roll that Paul Westerberg has been making for a long time now. Music he originally made in part to connect with an earlier generation of rockers like the Rolling Stones, the Faces, and the Kinks. Juliana Hatfield sounds very good singing alongside him. Her own past as a member of groups such as Blake Babies, the Lemonheads, and the Juliana Hatfield Three has positioned her as both a leader and collaborator. Together, they fall into an easy rhythm with each other. The name Westerberg and Hatfield have chosen, the I Don't Cares, is a definite signal for the way they want you to come to this music. The duo is trying to keep expectations low, to create the experience of musicians tossing off sounds, playing with guitar riffs and chorus hooks. It's supposed to hit your ears like garage rock, like basement tapes, dusted off and tidied up, but not too much. As Westerberg and Hatfield tell it, Westerberg had a bunch of songs and wanted a fresh pair of ears to listen to them, letting Hatfield suggest what songs might work together as an album. He's described her as the album's de facto executive producer, and that they called each other Sandpaper and Daffodil for the contrast of their voices. It's a contrast that yields moments of very pretty, romantic pop.
We'll give our lips something to do. Give our mouth some words to say. Fill our hands, there's work to do. Just in case they want to stray. We're all business, you and I. Professional as we can be. Hurry up, it's nearly five. Well, all right, it's only three. Hey, let's take a kissing break. Listen to our body clock. We've been at this thing all day. Baby, what to say?
Most of the songs on Wild Stab run between 2 to 3 minutes, with one big exception. Hands Together, a 6 minutes plus mini epic about love and loneliness that features the album's most carefully arranged wordplay and structure.
I attended Ty Cobb's funeral and managed to find a seat. Then I went out dancing with Miss Garbo. Tried my best to not step on her feet.
While Hands Together is this album's most conventionally ambitious song, I can't say that it's anywhere near my favorite. I much prefer the looser, shambling songs that bash you over the head with a happy slap. The I Don't Cares come along at a time when Westerberg has finished up a reunion tour with his career-making band, The Replacements. And this new album feels in part like a winding down, a tension release from the burden of having to make good on the demands of longtime fan loyalty. It sounds to me as though Westerberg and Hatfield sought the refuge of the I Don't Cares to relax while also being productive. The result is music that's never a stab in the back, but a stab to the heart. And the hurt feels awfully good.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the new album Wild Stab by the I Don't Cares. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Sue Klebold, the mother of Dylan Klebold, who, along with Eric Harris, went on a rampage at Columbine High in 1999, killing 13 people. 24 people were injured. Then Klebold and Harris killed themselves. Sue Klebold has written a new memoir in which she says she tries to offer the truth to the degree her memory will allow and honor the memories of the people her son killed. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.